Jeremiah chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord Jehovah, after Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him being bound in chains among all who were carried away captive of Jerusalem and Judah, who were carried away captive to Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah, and said to him, The Lord Jehovah, your God has pronounced this evil upon this place. Now the Lord Jehovah has brought it, and done just as he has said. Because you have sinned against the Lord Jehovah, and have not obeyed his voice, therefore this thing has come upon you. And now, indeed, I loose you this day from the chains which were upon your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me into Babylon, come. And I will look well to you. But if it seems ill to you to come with me into Babylon, refrain, indeed, all the land is before you. Where it seems good and convenient for you to go, go there. Now while he had not yet gone back, he said, Go back also to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Judah, and live with him among the people, or go wherever it seems convenient to you to go. So the captain of the guard gave him food and a reward, and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam to Mizpah, and lived with him among the people who were left in the land. Now when all the captains of the forces which were in the fields, even they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam governor in the land, and had committed to him men, and women, and children, and of the poor of the land, of those who were not carried away captive to Babylon. Then they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan and Jonathan the sons of Kareah, and Sariah the son of Tanhumeth, and the sons of Epi the Netophathite, and Jezaniah the son of Amachathite, they and their men. And Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan swore to them and to their men, saying, Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Live in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it will be well with you. As for me, indeed, I will live at Mizpah to serve the Chaldeans, who will come to us, but you, gather wine, and summer fruits, and oil, and put them in your vessels, and live in your cities that you have taken. Likewise when all the Jews who were in Moab, and among the Ammonites, and in Edom, and who were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah, and that he had set over them Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan. Even all the Jews returned out of all places where they were driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits in abundance. Furthermore Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields, came to Gedaliah to Mizpah. And said to him, Do you certainly know that Balas the king of the Ammonites has sent Ishmael the son of Nethaniah to kill you? But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam did not believe them. Then Johanan the son of Kareah spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, I ask you to let me go, and I will kill Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and no man will know it. Why should he kill you, that all the Jews which are gathered to you should be scattered, and the remainder in Judah perish? But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam said to Johanan the son of Kareah, You shall not do this thing. Because you speak falsely of Ishmael.